I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Good morning, DFW. It is Sean and RJ here on 105.3 The Fan. You have reached the expressway commercial-free until 8 o'clock. We are going to give away sometime in the next 30 or so minutes a ticket giveaway to the Texas Rangers against Houston on April 5th. Brought to you by the Texas Lottery. We're giving away some point in the next 30 minutes. We've got chopping it up too, but we want to take your calls on the Dak Prescott contract situation announcement that came down yesterday. Where they're apparently not going to offer. They haven't offered him anything, really. They're not going to do anything.
Yeah, Ian Rappaport says the plan right now is the Cowboys are going to play this out.
Yep.
And that there's an understanding between Dak and the Cowboys that this is where things are at. So this is, for those of you that have wanted Dak Prescott gone, like this is as this close to a reality of, or we're as close to that reality as we've been at any point since Dak took over.
It is your day. 877-881-1053. Let's go to the D&M Leasing Hotline. Start us off, Jeff in Keller. What's up, man? Good morning.
Gentlemen, I gotta admit, it's kind of different without Sean this week, but you two are hitting a home run.
Oh, thank you.
And you know what? I was a little rough on Bobby, in my opinion, before, but Bobby's starting to wear on me. Chop's always been my spirit animal, but Bobby's starting to – I'm starting to identify a little bit more with what Bobby's thinking. I don't know if that scares me or what.
Hey, I'm Jeff, I'm like a fungus. I grow on you.
So I'm going to tell you this. I personally think there's several moves that can be made. I say not only do you pay Dak, I say you set the all-time market. I think he's about a $70 million a year guy. Mm-hmm. I think that you should pay Micah, instead of a workout incentive bonus, pay him per podcast and extend CeeDee Lamb, give Zach Martin a six-year reset the market deal, automatically give Jerry executive of the year, and extend Mike McCarthy. Because as a Lions fan, this is my utopia. You guys...
Look, I mean,
if
we're able to do that, Jeff, maybe, we can blow a 24-7 lead to the 49ers in the conference championship.
Wow.
Yeah, you know what? I got that one coming. That was tragic.
But it was. I felt for you. I felt for you. You personally, I felt for you.
We love you anyway, Lions, Jeff. That was a good call.
I wonder what they're going to do with Goff. They've got their own decision to make.
Yeah.
On what they're going to do with Jared Goff, who's up for contract. But it's a good little troll in there by Lions fan Jeff. Jason in Dallas, you are up next. Good morning, man.
Good morning, Shabby. How are you?
Doing well.
So I don't think it's a very good idea for him to be trading to be letting Dak ride it out because he'll be on the lame Dak status. But my question to you is what are they going to do after Dak? Because I agree with Bobby. If you let him hit free agency, he's not coming back to Dallas.
All right. Man, I love that because here's the you're gonna have to wrestle with this philosophically. People brought this up on the Franklin Injury Attorneys Hotline fan text.
Mm-hmm.
Would you rather be really good every year and fall short, or really bad every year and then one year you pop and you go to a Super Bowl? Like I'll just be honest with you. And I'm going through this with my college basketball team right now. Tennessee basketball's never been better, ever, mm-hmm. than the consistent run we've been on right now. We're always in the top 10-ish. We never made the Final Four. We never made the Final Four.
Rick Barnes is a miracle worker.
But this is the most fun I've ever had watching this team. I don't want – there are some fans like, man, maybe we should move on from Rick Barnes. I don't want that, man. I don't want to be – I don't want to be bad. I value relevancy. Like, relevancy is fun when you're a sports fan.
But that also runs counter to your philosophical thought that you got to be bad enough to pick at the top of the draft and find that quarterback.
I know. It's very I look, I will disagree with myself three times a day.
Look, there's I know people have and I'm sure we'll hear some here in a sec. People have their thoughts that Dak can never win. I think the reality is if you're saying Dak, they're in a position to win. It takes one hot streak, whatever else. They're competitive enough that it could happen. I don't think Dak is like legitimately incapable of winning.
Lesser quarterbacks have won.
He can absolutely win a Super Bowl. The question like for you would be, can he win multiple?
Right, he can't. Like, and look, and I'm talking like what I would do versus like what I would suggest as a team builder. Like as a fan, man, just give me relevant. I want to be relevant. I love this team being 12-5 every year.
Well, and to the specific question of what do they do at quarterback, they traded for Trey Lance.
Yeah.
They could, you know, sit with that until it's time to start him, a la Green Bay with Jordan Love. I mean, they could go that route if they wanted. They could then, they're not going to be in a good enough position in all likelihood to pick a top-tier quarterback next year. They're not going to be that bad. So, I don't know, do they play in some, see, if you're going to play in free agent waters, though, just, you would think they would take care of the quarterback, but.
You would think so. You would think so. But
I would
like,
say Trey Lance is the odds-on favorite right now.
To be the replacement?
If they moved on from Dak, yeah.
I mean, give him a chance, I guess. You got him. If you're going to do that, give him a chance, but you're right. They probably wouldn't be in a position to take a quarterback unless there was a.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Class like this year, and I don't think at this time last year, did we think this year's class was going to be as good as it is? Like six quarterbacks in the first round?
Blew up a little bit, but yeah, May and Williams were considered big-time players.
John in Roanoke, my neck of the woods. What's up, man?
Hey, man. I'm going to say, been a long time, Tolo. Really enjoy the show, guys.
Thank you, sir.
Man, actually ran into RJ up at Marty B's one night. And sitting up there waiting on a table. My son works up there and waiting on a table and hear some guy come up and ask for the bill. He's waiting on a table too. Says Choppy. Turn around and said, "Hey, you don't have to be RJ. There's not too many Choppies out there, I don't believe." But anyway,
there's not.
And what are you supposed to say? Hey, I'm on the sound off or what you drinking, what you thinking? You know, not much conversation, but said, "Hey, man, enjoy the show." But really, really good guys. Y'all are awesome. I enjoy y'all. Listen to you.
Appreciate
all day.
It, man. Thanks so much.
But hey, you think they're. Can we put on Dak feelers out there? I mean, can people call and ask, I mean, what it would take? Or is that, I don't know, the NFL, you know, the rules on that or what they can do. But, I mean, I just hate seeing Dak next year and us not get anything for him. And if we can, it would be awesome. But I know Dak has a no trade. But if there's actually somebody willing to offer him some money in the place he wants to go, is there a chance that that could happen, or are we going to be with him for this year, it looks like?
Yeah, yeah. Thanks for the call, John, and thanks for the kind words. This is, I think you are looking at the fact that he has that no-trade clause. You'd have to get him to play ball. That's the problem, and how willing is he to do that? Now, if the Cowboys tell him, we want to move on, is he more willing to do it? I personally, if they're saying, hey, this is it for you, I don't think he's playing ball with them at all at that point.
Right, and then you got to factor in, like, with the no trade, you know, he's going to have his basically desirable cities. And you got to look at the cities that he's willing to go to that, A, also need a quarterback. So, like, I think Dak's thumb, since that injury, doesn't play well in cold weather. So let's say Minnesota came and said, we'll give you 2 first-round picks for him. Even though they play in a dome, they still got to go to Green Bay every year. They still got to go to Chicago every year. I mean, those are because cold weather games you may want to stay out of. Like maybe the NFC South, they'd be like, oh, yeah, I'll go play for Tampa.
Here's the most cap space currently. If you were willing to get Dak to play ball with you and make some sort of a move, here are the teams that have the most cap space that could make a move for Dak right now. Patriots, Commanders, Titans, Chargers, Eagles, Cardinals, Lions. Everybody else is under $25 million. So
I could see him going to the Titans. I could see him saying yes to the Titans.
Yeah, I mean, potentially. It just depends on what he considers a fit. Is that where he wants to? I mean, that's the question.
But I'm just saying, like,
Chargers have Herbert. Eagles are going to figure it out with Hurts. Now, if the Eagles get another year into this and they go, we no longer think Hurts is the guy, and Kellen Moore and Doug Nussmeier in Philly, I don't know. Maybe that does become an interest. Cardinals are picking near the top of the draft. If they don't want a quarterback, they can pick one. Same with the Patriots, Commanders. There's just not a lot of great options right now.
There's not. You're right. Dalton and Crandall. Dalton, what's up? Good morning, man. You're on the Fan.
Hey, good morning. I'm going to get straight to the point. I just think Dak is at the time in his career where he's just not – he's productive, but he's not – he doesn't have that it factor like a Patrick Mahomes. And so I think, honestly, it's time to go draft, you know, a fourth rounder maybe like we did with Dak and just put some pressure on him and make him go out there and show that he can do it. And if he can't, then – you know, like 2016, go ahead and just replace them with maybe a fourth rounder or whatever we have to do to get somebody else in there, some fresh blood, and try to get, you know, the most out of whatever quarterback we go with moving forward.
Well, Dalton, and on that thought process, thanks for the call. On that thought process, like, they did just give up a fourth round pick in this draft for Trey Lance, who was obviously a top 3 pick in the draft just a couple years ago. So, I mean, they've already used that resource to create that potential player. That guy's on the roster right now. But also you got to remember, it's the chances of, honestly, if you look at the draft history, the chances of finding a quarterback better than Dak has played in the first round are not high. It's not likely, right, Chop? It's not likely you would find. It's much less likely even still that you find one in the fourth. So if you're talking about
that's
using
a unicorn.
It's really difficult. Dak, you don't find Dak or even, I mean, you know, Cousins or guys like that. You know, Brady is not the norm. So it'd be really tough to feel like you're putting pressure. Nobody thought Dak Prescott was pressure on Romo when they picked him in the fourth. And so, but I mean, Trey Lance is here. That's the guy that ideally you would think could create that sort of.
Yeah, and I would have no problem if they took a quarterback in this draft either. I think you should take a quarterback a lot. I'll say this.
I think if they were picking number one, if they had Carolina's pick instead of Chicago for whatever reason, I think they would take Caleb Williams right now.
And they would trade Dak, or they would keep Dak and let Caleb sit for a year.
Figure it out. Yeah. They would figure it out from there, whether they can trade him or not, or it's just a sit thing. It's, you know, I think that they would make that move right now.
Chris in Fort Worth. Chris, you're up next here on the Fan. Good morning.
Hey, thanks for taking my call, guys. You guys just kind of hit on it. You know, it is really tough to find a quarterback in the draft, even if you're getting a quarterback in the first round with the way the quarterbacks have panned out the last, you know, couple years or so. So with that being said, do you guys stay with Dak, knowing he's going to get you 12 wins consistently a year with the playoff success up in the air and pay him a ton of money? Or do you take the risk, knowing that you could be in QB hell again from the time just like we were towards the end of Troy Aikman's career here up until Tony Romo.
Oh, I've said this before. If I was a GM, I would take the risk to get the top flight guy, the Patrick Mahomes. If I was a fan, I value relevancy. I want to be entertained. I think it would be I could not imagine being a fan of a team like the Titans have had bad quarterback play for how long?
Oh, gosh.
How long did Miami have bad quarterback play before Tua, between him and Marino?
Yeah, because, I mean,
in Pennington for a year? The Jets have been looking for a quarterback since Namath. Chicago's never had a 4,000-yard passer, is that right?
Yep, never had a 4,000-yard passer. And they had Cutler, who liked to throw it around.
Like, guys, like that's a miserable existence. I mean, this is every year. As a fan, I just value the relevancy. Now, if I was a front office guy, I'd be like, man, get me out of this. I want to try to be great. But like as a fan, it's like maybe that means I'm content with losing. I don't know. I just see it as like sports to me is entertainment. I just want to be relevant, man. I just want to be good.
That's man, it. Here's the biggest issue for me. I obviously love Dak. I think Dak is one of the best quarterbacks in the NFL. Like, nobody has to guess where I stand on what to do with him. I understand, even if I don't agree with, I understand the thought process that says, if it hasn't worked yet, when will it? If it hasn't clicked yet, when will it? I totally understand the thought process.
Man.
I disagree. I think he's capable of it. But I would pay to get it done because I think it's going to fall into place here. I think it's going to happen, but they should have beat Green Bay. They didn't. They should have beat San Francisco a couple years ago. They didn't.
Yeah, they
didn't. In 22, even though they shouldn't have necessarily beat them, San Francisco was a better football team. That you were in position, and that should have been a more competitive game. Than it was. You should have beat Green Bay in 2016.
And if he plays this year and then he leaves, they still have money owed to him.
Yeah. In fact, Adam Schefter. Peyton, really quickly, let's play clip 12.
Well,
this is Adam Schefter talking about the future of walking away from Dak Prescott potentially yesterday on the Pat McAfee Show.
The time to do a deal with Dak was before free agency, and they didn't do that. So there was no cap savings. So if they wanted to go get some of these marquee free agents that were out, they're gone. They're off the street. So now they're in a situation with Dak going into the last year of his deal. He's got a $55 million cap number. If he leaves after this year, the dead cap money charge is $95 million that they're going to have to spread out.
Jeez!
Yeah, which would be a new NFL record, even though...
$95 million dead cap, and he leaves. And no trade clause, no tag clause. So when you're going into the last year of your contract, he now becomes the 2024-25 version of Kirk Cousins. And Dak, to me, is a really good quarterback. So if and when he becomes a free agent next year, Dallas may want him back, but... there might be a quarterback needy team, Giants, Commanders.
Yeah.
Who knows? Like, we could go through the list right now. There'll be no shortage of suitors for Dak Prescott as a true unrestricted free agent on the open market.
Wait,
it's a big number.
So if he plays this year,
because of the way they've restructured the contract so many times and pushed money off to future void years, if he leaves, those void years where the cap charges are accelerate to next year, and they all hit at the same time.
$95 million?
Mm-hmm. It's a lot of dead money, Chop.
Oh, my God.
So that's another thing you have to consider, which you got to give the Cowboys credit for this. If the Cowboys are willing to do that, all right, then you're
then they really
you
don't
have,
want
you have, well, you have courage of conviction. I'll give them that. I will give them that if they're willing to sit there and do that.
Squeeze in one more. Luke and Granberry, you're up next here on The Fan.
Hey, boys. Happy hump day.
Hump day.
That's where we go, boys. Hey, just real quick. You know, my thoughts are a deal's going to get done. This is how Jerry keeps the Cowboys in the news. We're not going to sign them. We're going to let this play out. You know that there's a deal that's going to be done. We're going to keep talking about this throughout the draft. It's just going to be a huge story. At some point during the season, we're going to get this done. Now, my second question is, what's going to get done first? Is it going to be the Dak deal or RJ? Just go ahead and get married to Sarah, man. Get that thing done.
Dude.
Get it wrapped up.
And I know. I'm trying.
Bobby, I love you, man. Thanks.
Love you too, Luke. Thank
Luke,
you.
Luke, I've been trying. We keep talking about, hey, you know, where we're going to go on the honeymoon, because we'll get the honeymoon booked, because we're just going to do a courthouse thing.
Okay.
But we want to do the courthouse marriage like right before the honeymoon. We don't want to get married like today and then do a honeymoon like 6 weeks or 6 months. So
why? Not fresh enough?
I don't feel like it would feel like a honeymoon then.
I don't think you'd be worried about it about 6 hours into the trip. I don't think you'd be worried about, does this feel like a honeymoon?
No, I get what you're saying. But it's also one of those things like, well, we haven't done it now. Like, why ever do it?
Sure.
You know, but it would just feel like a vacation.
Yeah. It would just feel like a vacation. We want to feel like a honeymoon. So.
And plus you get married, then the next day you go to work, or next 2 days. It wouldn't feel right.
Yeah, I don't get married, then go to work the next day. That's, I don't know. Maybe, but you're right. I got to do it. It's on her, really. I've told her, look, anytime you want. Anytime you want, I'm ready. Good thoughts. Hey, great calls. Thank you so much for that.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with 3 rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.